Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Man, God is good. John chapter 20. I'll read quickly, starting in verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. This is when Jesus is showing himself to the disciples after he's resurrected. The other disciples therefore said unto him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." He said, "I've got to see it to believe it." And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." If you read between the lines there, Jesus just walked through the wall. He said, "Who needs doors? I'm just, here I am." Imagine the shock. But here Jesus is. And he said, "Peace be unto you." I think he had to say that because, again, he just popped into the room. He said, "Oh, peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." My Lord and my God. What a powerful statement from Thomas. Thomas gets a bad rap. We nickname him Doubting Thomas, but I can sympathize with Thomas. But what a powerful statement from him when he sees this. Here he is. He says, "My Lord and my God." What a revelation in that statement. And Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And I want to talk to us for a few minutes today about this. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Lord, thank you for your presence. Lord, we have shouted and danced. Lord, and we have wore ourselves out physically, no doubt. But energize our minds and our spirits for just a few more minutes today to receive from your word. Thank you for the liberty, Lord, that's in this house. Thank you, Lord, that we can worship and dance and praise you and all those great things. But now, Lord, we thank you for your word and pray that it would find good ground in our hearts and it would help us and encourage us and bless us today. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen. Amen. Clap your hands one more time to the Lord and you can be seated. I'm a believer. Jesus spoke these words to Thomas, a man who had walked with him and heard him preach and seen the miracles. But when it came down to it, he said, "Except I see, I will not believe." And when Jesus showed up, said, "Here I am, Thomas, touch my hands, put your hand in my side." Well, now Thomas believes, "My Lord and my God." But Jesus said something very powerful after that. He said, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." That's you, church. And that's me. That's every blood-bought saint who has chosen to trust in the name of Jesus Christ without seeing him with physical eyes, without the answer yet, without seeing the miracle yet, without the path being clear yet, we have believed. And the Lord said, "You are blessed because you believe even when you haven't seen. You are blessed." That's another, there's so many powerful statements in this passage. And Jesus said, "You are blessed because you haven't seen yet have believed. Believing goes beyond seeing. We live in a world that says, I'll believe it when I see it. This world today is not very trusting, and for good reason. World powers, governments, media, news have not given the world reason to be very trusting. It's smoke and mirrors everywhere. It's deceit and lies and misdirection everywhere. The world says, I've got to believe it to see, or I've got to see it to believe it. But kingdom culture says you'll see it because you believed it. Amen. You'll see it because you believed it. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Believing isn't about what you can prove in the natural. It's about what you know in the spirit. Anybody remember the little things at school you'd watch or the little educational things and they'd pop up and say, the more you know. You remember that? I preached a message years ago titled, The More You Know. It's not about what I can see or what I can prove in the natural. It's not about what I can physically lay hold to right now. It's about what I know. And I mean what I know down in my spirit. It's about what you know in the spirit. You might not see healing yet. You might not see breakthrough yet. You might not see revival in your family yet. Does anybody need revival in your family? Does anybody need revival in your loved ones and the people around you? You haven't seen it yet, but you can believe it. And if you'll hold on to the word of God, I want to tell you today that you're blessed already. You're walking in blessing already if you haven't seen and yet have believed. I want to tell you today and encourage you and lift you up and tell you you're a blessed people if you have not seen and yet have believed. Can somebody clap your hands to the Lord? If you believe, I'm blessed. The Lord blessed you. There's a story about an old farmer. He lived through a long dry season. Crops are dying. Wells are running low. Everyone in town is losing hope. But every morning he put his boots on, he grabbed an umbrella, he walked out into his fields, and he would pray. And people would scoff and say, why are you bringing that umbrella? And he gave a simple answer. He smiled and said, because I'm asking God for rain. What a simple but profound answer. Why are you holding the umbrella? Because I'm asking God for rain. Okay, what's that mean? If I'm asking God for rain, I believe he's going to send rain. This is just an example of my faith. This is just a symbol of my faith. I'm preparing for what I haven't seen yet. I wish somebody could get that out in their spirit today. Like the Lord said, you haven't seen, but you've believed still. I haven't seen it yet. I've been praying for it. I've been believing for it. Can I get a witness in this house today? I know I've done wore you out already, but can I get a witness in this house today? I'm praying for some things that I haven't seen yet, but I believe anyway. I'm preparing anyway. I've got my umbrella out, and I'm walking through the fields, and I'm praying, and I believe that God's going to send the rain, the answer, the healing, the revival. I believe it even though I haven't seen it. And there is blessing in that. Amen. Believing is a gateway to power. In Mark 16 and 17, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Let me tell you that not them that observe, not them that attend, not them that admire from afar, but them that believe shall cast out devils, shall speak with new tongues, shall lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Is anybody a believer in this house today? Does anybody believe that if I can... Come on. Believing, it's not passive, it's powerful. Believing is not passive, it's powerful. When you believe in Jesus Christ, when you believe in His name and His word and His blood and His spirit, you become a vessel for the supernatural. You don't need to be a preacher or a prophet. You need to be a believer today. Somebody needs to say, I'm a believer. I believe the word of God. I believe that I can lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I believe that my family is going to be saved. I believe that this sickness is not going to take me out. Come on, somebody. Oh, I wish I had some believers in this house today. Believing when it's hard, it brings a greater blessing. The greatest test of belief is not in the sanctuary, but in the storm. When Lazarus died, Jesus told Martha, if you would believe, you'd see the glory of God. When they were when the disciples were in the boat and the storm hit, he didn't say, where's your strength? He said, where's your faith? Where's your belief? Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Where's your faith? When you keep believing, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. When you keep believing in the middle of a battle, when you keep praying when the answer hasn't come, when you keep worshiping with tears in your eyes, oh, some of you did it today. You were worshiping with tears flowing down your face. When that's you, when you keep believing, that's when heaven opens. That's when the glory falls. That's when you step into blessing that only comes to those who are believers. Come on, somebody that believes today. There's a blessing. There's a blessing. You know, people, they believe in all kinds of stuff. People believe in Bigfoot, Sasquatch. You know, people often, they mislabel Bigfoot as Sasquatch. They mix them up, yet he never gets offended. Hey, man, musicians can come. That's not in my notes. I deserve major points for that. Not in my notes. That was just the moving of the Holy Ghost. Some people believe in Bigfoot. They hunt for him. They make shows and documentaries about him. They believe in the Loch Ness Monster. My mom believes in the Loch Ness Monster. Or she wants to. She wants to believe so badly. I think she just really likes Scotland. But she'll tell you she's out there. Have you seen the picture? Yeah, I've seen that cardboard cutout that somebody put on some pool floats in the middle of the lake. People believe in aliens. Who remembers the great battle of Area 51 a few years ago? Some YouTube streamers went out and waged war on the U.S. military because they said, we're going to see them aliens. But people believe it. They believe stuff like this with very little evidence. Very little evidence, if you can call it evidence. Most of them say, I saw something. I saw a glimpse of something. I heard a noise. I saw a light. It wasn't clear, but I know I saw something. I know that there was something there. And some of these people, you want to be like, yeah, you're loony. But some of these people, man, they believe it. And I mean, I'm not just going to automatically fault every person who says, I know I saw something. I can't explain it, but I know there was something. And it's enough to convince them there's something out there. And if you want to believe that, more power to you. Hey, there are some things that I'm praying for right now that I haven't seen yet. There are some things I'm believing for that I haven't seen yet. But you know what? I've seen some stuff. I have seen some stuff. And I don't mean a little glimpse like Bigfoot. I mean, I've seen cancer disappear in a moment. I've seen bodies healed. I've been healed in my body. I have seen people delivered from years of addiction. I have seen God show up in the middle of impossible circumstances and situations and work a miracle. God has lifted me out of the valley of depression, of crippling depression. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. I have seen some stuff. Is there any other believer in here today that would stand to your feet right now and just be a witness that I have seen some stuff? I've seen some stuff. There's some stuff I hadn't seen, but I've seen too much. I've seen too much to start doubting and turn around now. I've seen too much to doubt that God isn't there and is not for me. I have seen too much to give up now and throw in the towel. I've seen some stuff. I've seen too much. I've come too far to stop being a believer now. I've seen enough that it doesn't matter what comes against me, what happens in this life. You can call me crazy. You can call me delusional, but you can call me a believer. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. I believe the Lord our God is one Lord. I believe that God wrapped himself in a robe of flesh and walked the earth and died for my sins and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave and walked out of that tomb 3 days later and ascended into heaven and sent his Spirit to give us power. I believe if you'll repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, he'll wash your sins away and fill you with the Holy Ghost and power. I believe that he heals the sick and he raises the dead and he opens blinded eyes and he breaks chains and he restores lives. I believe that one day, very soon, the trumpet is going to sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we are that are alive and remain will be caught up in the air with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You can call me crazy. You can call me crazy all day long. But like Pastor says, on that day, you can call me gone because I'm a believer. I believe. I believe. I believe. If I'm delivered now or I'm delivered in glory, I'm a believer. If I'm healed now or I'm healed on the other side, I'm still a believer. If the storm ends now or it ends when the trumpet sounds, I'm a believer. And you can't stop me from being a believer. He is my God. You can choose this day who you're going to serve. The old song says some call on Buddha, some call on Baal, but I call on Jesus because he's the God that never fails. You choose you this day who you're going to serve, but I worship the Lord. I worship Jesus Christ. That's my God, and I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. You can't keep me down because I'm a believer. You can't keep me in the pit because I'm a believer. The devil must have forgot. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I don't give up when it gets hard. I don't give up when I fall flat on my face. I might get sick. I might suffer a little while. I might face some hard times. I might be financially strapped. I might be in the valley. I might be in the storm. I might be in the fire. I might be in the lion's den. But my God, I'm a believer, and you can't stop me from believing. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Oh, are there any believers in this house today? I'm a believer. Oh, I thought this was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. But then I saw his face. Now I'm a believer. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Can I get a little swamp praise right now? I'm a believer. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Hey. Amen. I believe. I believe. You can't keep a believer down. You can't keep a believer in the pit. Because if I never get another blessing, if my body's not healed, if I stay in this situation until I'm called home, I'm a believer. Because my belief ultimately is not about what he does for me here, but it's about where I'm going. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I believe that he died for... We got to get back to the basics, church. I believe that he's the Son of God, that he died for my sins, that he rose from the grave. I believe. I believe he's coming back again. I believe he's calling a church home. I believe in that only that is where my belief will end, because my faith will end in sight. One day I won't have to believe anymore. My faith will end in sight. And then and only then will I stop worrying about being a believer, because then I'll be a partaker. So shall I ever be with the Lord. I'm a believer. This world is shaking, church. This world is shaking, and the hour is late. The hour is late. The harvest is ready. There are people that are dying and lost, and they need a church. They need a Savior. They need some believers. They need some people that are not demoralized by everything that's going on in this world. They need some people that are not disillusioned by the dishonesty of this world. They need some people that say there's still something to believe in. There might not be much in this world, but there's still something to believe in. There's still something you can put your faith in. There's still something you can cling and hold on to. I wish I could get a witness in this place today that I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Let me remind you today that you're blessed. Musicians, you can come. I'm not going to keep us long today because I know we're tired. Let me remind you today that you're blessed. And you may not have seen Jesus with your eyes, but you felt him in your spirit. The man said, I can't see the wind, but I see the effects of the wind. And I can feel the wind. I know it's windy, even though I can't see the wind. You may not have seen Jesus with your eyes, but you felt him. You felt him today. You may not have walked with him in Galilee, but he walks with you every day. You may not have seen the scars in his hands, but you've been touched by his mercy. And Jesus says to you, blessed are you because you have believed. Blessed are you because you have believed. Stand with me today. I know we've shouted already, but I feel like the Lord just wants to just let a sweet presence, a sweet spirit just descend on us right now and help somebody. I'm calling every believer to this altar today. I'm calling every believer to the altar. If you've been doubting, come and renew your faith. If you've been weary, come and receive fresh strength today. If you've been believing for a miracle, come and declare it again, again, again. The same Jesus who walked through walls to reach Thomas is in this room right now for you. And it's not a fairy tale. It's not make-believe. I'm a believer. Not waiting for your perfection, church, but he's waiting on somebody with some faith. I feel this, and I could preach a whole message about this, and entire messages have been preached about this, but I mentioned this earlier today that God is attracted to needs. Give him a room full of people that won't admit that they need anything, you're not going to see a move of God. But when there's a group of believers that say, I've only got this much, I've only got this much belief in me, but I still believe. And when he can get a group of believers that say, I need you. I'm not going to sit and pretend like everything's perfect in my life. God, I need you. I need you in this situation. I need you to work this out, because if you don't, I don't know what's going to happen. I need you, Jesus. He shows up. He loves to fill a need. He's attracted to your need. So I wish there was some believers today, and I'm calling you to this altar right now, if you would come. If you would come, I'm asking, I'm inviting, I'm imploring you to come and seek the Lord in these altars and say, I've got a need, Lord, but I'm a believer that you shall supply all my need according to your riches and glory.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.